What's up, man? All right, guys. I'm out here in Tuxtla, which is in the state of Chiapas. This place is about half an hour away from San Cristobal. If you guys remember, a couple of months ago, I was in San Cristobal where it was cold up in the mountains. This place is also up in the mountains. However, I think this place is like 2,000 feet up in the mountains and not 7,000 feet like San Cristobal. So the weather here is a little bit on the hot and humid side. It's bearable. It's not cold as San Cristobal, and also at the same time, it's nowhere near as hot and humid as Mérida. If you guys remember, I was doing a cooking video for you in Mérida. Man, I was sweating, and at the same time, I was getting bit by mosquitoes, you know? Mérida actually would be pretty damn decent if it had the same weather as where I am. Now, you guys can see the mountains in front of us. So we are in the highlands. We're close to the Guatemalan border. So this is the Mexican highlands. I'm gonna be taking off going to Oaxaca after I'm done with this video. I'm gonna give you a tour of this, of the area around here, because you guys have to understand, man, Tuxtla is a lot bigger than San Cristobal. In fact, you guys can see houses up there far away. However, for the most part, it's pretty much the same, okay? So whether I show you all of Tuxtla or I show you a little portion of Tuxtla, it's pretty much gonna be the same throughout the city. So there's really no need for me to walk around, you know, several kilometers. So I'm just gonna walk around the main part of Tuxtla, which is Central Park right over there. So Tuxtla, I mean, it's cheap, it's nice. However, guys, this is not my cup of tea at all. The reason behind it is that this is not a expat oriented city, okay? And let me explain. You see, you guys need a city that's either expat oriented like San Cristobal, or you need to be in a city where there's white people like Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey. Now you guys have to keep in mind, the people who run the major Mexican cities up in the north, they're descendants of Europeans. So if you wanted, you know, a decent hamburger, you wanted some sort of resemblance of a Western lifestyle, you need to be in cities that are either run by white people or they cater to white people. Now, Oaxaca, which I hear from a lot of expats, is the best place in all of Mexico. It's indigenous, however, they cater to white people. So here, things are cheap, guys. The food is not all that good. Mérida had really good food. You know, everybody says Mérida has the best food in Mexico, and they were not lying. You know, here, the food isn't all that good. Hola, señor, ¿cómo está? Hey. Video. All right, guys, see? You got crepa dulces, which mean, dulce means sweet. Salads probably means salads, I guess. The numbers you see, just divide by 20. So you can get yourself a crepe for $3 around there. So that's not a bad deal. So, like I mentioned, you can live pretty good in this town. OXXO is like their version of 7-Eleven. They actually do have 7-Eleven here. They have a couple of cafeterias. But overall, guys, eating out here is not that good because the food is not that good. You're better off doing what I do, which is to go get your food and cook it on your own. So they do have pubs and bars. I went to one of them yesterday. Now, this town, as you guys probably have taken notice, a lot of short brown people. So that makes me Amer Mitwali by default, the best of the worst. Now, something you guys have to keep in mind when you are dealing in a place where there's indigenous people, okay? Now, I learned this the hard way in Egypt. So even though you might be a tall gringo, you know, decent looking, shit like that, the people who live here, you see, everybody here wants to go to America, okay? Not saying that they're gonna cross the border and, you know, risk their life. I'm simply saying if people here had a choice between living in Tuxla and living in America, they're gonna choose America. However, when you come here as an American and you live here, people are gonna think one of two things. Either they're gonna think that you're running away from something, or you are just some sort of stupid idiot, because why the hell would you want to come to a place like this as a Westerner? So people are gonna be one of two things. Either they're gonna be suspicious of you, because again, they think that you're running away from something in the West, that's why you are in their shithole country or city, or they're gonna try to take advantage of you because they think that you're a stupid idiot for being in their shithole of a country. So this is why, guys, I tell you, unless you fit in with the people, unless you're a Mexican dude and you can fit in here with the people, don't go to places where the indigenous people are dark skin. Personally, I, Amer Mitwali, I view dark skinned people as feral. Now, I know, you guys are gonna say, Amer, aren't you dark skinned? Well, guess what? Unlike Yogi Obes, I don't come out of the box brown. I tan really, really well, okay? So, darker skinned people, they tend to be on the lower IQ side. And because they're on the lower IQ side, you know, their shit stinks compared to what we have back in white people country. So when you come from a Western country here, they're going to try to take advantage of you. That's just how it is, guys. So I only been in this town like 12 hours, and this town, it's not worth it for me to come back here, guys, okay? Tuxla just ain't worth it. I'm better off in San Cristobal. Now, I'm not gonna go to San Cristobal this time, guys. I might go on my last day here. I might go to San Cristobal on my last day. But I want to go to Oaxaca, guys. Oaxaca, from what I hear, is where it's really at. So this is just a quick tour of Tuxla. Usually my videos are at least 25-30 minutes walking around cities, but here in Tuxla this video is about 10 minutes, and that's because, guys, there's really not much to talk about here. I mean, Yeah, you can probably rent a place for $300 a month. You know, you can probably eat for $6-7 a day if you want to cook your own food. If you want to go out to a restaurant, you know, you probably be spending around $13-14. But again, the food here is not that good, okay? You can cook your own food and make it as good as you want, no doubt there. But if you go out and you eat at a restaurant, you know, the food in general is not that good. Personally, I think the food is a little bit on the unhealthy side, if you ask me. A lot of oils and shit like that. It's not an exciting town, guys. And for somebody who traveled all over the world, this is not exciting at all. So, let's see. All right, I'm gonna show you price of food if you go up to, if you go out to a restaurant, okay? Comidas, you know, comida, I think comida means dinner or food, okay? Promotion, 70 pesos. That's not bad. That's like that's the $3.50 right there. Obviously, it looks like chicken with some stuff on the side. That's not a bad deal for $3.50. Okay, this ayunas means breakfast, okay? Let me say that one more time. This ayunas means breakfast. So I think you got scrambled egg and some stuff here. 59 pesos, that's exactly $3. So this just goes to show you guys that this place indeed is affordable and cheap. Even if you decide to eat out, it's not that bad. As for women, now you guys have to understand this place is a lot bigger than San Cristobal. So as we all know, when it comes to the females, it's always a numbers game. So the more women available, the more chance of you having of hooking up. However, the vast majority of women are gonna be on the darker skin side, which is fine for me personally, because I view dark skinned women as feral. You know, they like it rough in the bed, and you know, they can take a couple of beatings, if you know what I mean. You know, Yogi Oba's mom style. Let's see, would I consider living here? Nah, I wouldn't consider living here. Would I decide to live here for a week just to see how things are? Nah. Would I ever come back here again? Nah, I don't think so, guys. You know, I might pass by when I'm in San Cristobal or when I just came from the airport. By the way, guys, hotels here are very, very cheap. You can stay at the Hilton Garden Inn for like $45, $45, $50. So hotels here are quite cheap as well. I'm just trying to figure out if there's anything good about this place that can make it stand out. But the reality of the matter is, I'm not saying this is a bad place. I'm not saying you should avoid coming here. I'm simply saying that Tuxla is like meh. It just doesn't do it for you, man. It just doesn't do it for me. I know that for a fact. They have a cafe over there, as you guys can see. If you just want a cheap place where you can come in, live super cheap, eat super cheap, and just live a cheap life, with decent weather. Again, it's hot, it's humid, but because it's elevated, again, I don't know how high Tuxla is. I think it's like 2,000 feet. Again, guys, the mountains are over there, so I don't know how high this place is, but even though it's technically still summer or the end of summer, the weather isn't bad. Almost got ran over. They really don't get all that many foreigners in here, guys, and there's a reason behind it, man. There's a reason why foreigners don't come here. It's because, again, it's meh, you know. Again, look at the prices, not bad. Omelette, 50 pesos, that's $2.50. Tortas, you know, tortas are kind of like, you know, tortas are kind of like deli sandwiches in a way. Again, that's almost $3, that's not bad. So, yeah, this place is cheap. But again, guys, overall, the quality of food is not that good. I'm not saying the food is, well, the food, because it's cheap and stuff like that, the food here is really not that, how do I say it? I don't want to say the food here is bad, but the food here, let's just say the food here is lacking, okay? It's just not, you're better off cooking your own food. Let's leave it at that. Over here, I guess they're doing chicken wings and hamburgers, I guess. So, I'm sure you'll find a cafe. You know, if you're like me, you want cafe, chicken wings, hamburgers, which you really shouldn't be eating to begin with. I'm 100% certain you're gonna find it here, even though the quality may not be what you expect, but nevertheless, it is what it is. Yeah, if you guys had the choice, okay? If you guys had a choice between, if you guys had a choice between Tuxla and San Cristobal, go to San Cristobal, okay? You guys are better off in San Cristobal than you are in Tuxla. You know, you may want to come to Tuxla because, again, it's much bigger and this is the cap. I think Tuxla is the capital of the state of Chiapas. I think this is the capital of the state of Chiapas. So, if you guys want, medical attention, stuff like that, maybe your teeth done, you can probably come to San Cristobal. You can probably come here from San Cristobal simply because you just have a bigger city with far more competition. But if you want to live, just hang out in San Cristobal, guys. That's what I would do. Like I said, I was in San Cristobal for a month. And, you know, I just got used to it, okay? Yeah, man, I think this is all I got for you when it comes to Tuxla. At the end of the day, Tuxla is meh. Meh. So, Oaxaca is gonna be next. And I'll let you know about Oaxaca in the next couple of days, God willing. All right, guys. Talk to you later. Peace.